The Way We Lived Then, The Diary of a War Baby by Adrian Fox. Infancy, Toddlerhood and Early School Days. In October 1941, my mother was singing her way through the Fifth Symphony as a mantra to distract her from labor pains when I drowned out Beethoven by bursting noisily into the world, protesting against my eviction from a nice warm womb. I remain a trifle unsure whether or not I should be thankful that I emerged in 1941. At that time, in the dark days of the Second World War, there was neither vaccination nor readily available antibiotics against the whooping cough that struck me down aged 18 months. Every possible remedy was tried. My father gathered comfrey, which was made into poultices clapped on my chest before bed, or brewed as herbal tea to take night and morning. Pitch was burnt in my bedroom to relieve my breathing, and at least once a week I was wheeled round the town tar plant in my pram to inhale the beneficial fumes. As a result of the disease, I spent a very difficult infancy and was regarded by my mother when she had a bout of maternal love as delicate, or when she was under stress as bloody useless. Today's health and safety regulations would have seen my poor, desperate parents jailed for such conduct. When my legs became badly bent and the doctor diagnosed rickets, it was injury, added to the original insult of the whooping cough infection. Our doctor did his best, but his favorite medication was purging. Every Friday before bed, instead of my comfy tea, I was administered a purgative. I didn't mind senna tea, which was distilled from the pods of the plant, and syrup of figs, another mild purgative, was a treat. But Gregory powder, castor oil, and eventually a mercuric compound that had to be flushed from my system by a further dose of castor oil the following morning made me feel pretty ghastly. The attempts to straighten out my distorted limbs took several forms. Each night I was bathed, and then my legs were massaged with olive oil. In the 1940s, one could only obtain olive oil in a medicine bottle from a pharmacy.